WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth speaking Saturday at the Shangri-La Dialogue. That's a defense summit held in Singapore, urging allies to raise defense spending and warning that China might pose an imminent military threat, but this reassurance.
President Trump has also said that Communist China will not invade Taiwan on his watch.
Wildfire smoke smothering parts of the upper Midwest as it drifts down from Canada. There are now air quality alerts in effect across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Peace talks resume in Istanbul between Russia and Ukraine Monday, but there is a holdup. Russia has not supplied its demands or information on who will be there. This as at least seven people are dead, more than two dozen injured after a train derailed in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine after a bridge collapsed, Russia says, as a result of illegal interference. Russia's Federal Road Transportation Agency said the destroyed bridge passed above the railway tracks where the train was traveling. This is ABC News. A chaotic, drug-addled, intense, sleepless, toxic, traumatizing, and violent atmosphere around rap mogul Sean Combs. That described during the third week of testimony at his federal sex trafficking trial in New York. Former federal prosecutor Nima Ramini says even the mood in the court seems to have shifted.
For the first 2.5 weeks of the trial, they were really taking this sort of softer, velvet glove approach with some of the victims. But yesterday, Brian Steele, one of the most experienced lawyers on the defense team, he cross-examined Mia, who was the fourth assistant to testify and actually victim number four in the indictment. And it was a very aggressive cross-examination.
A Utah lawyer has been sanctioned by the Utah Court of Appeals after a filing he made was found to use ChatGPT and contained a reference to a non-existent court case. The brief was written by a law clerk at the firm, and the false citations were not reviewed before the filing. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
While Rocker's getting everybody set up over there, I just wanted to let you all know that we have a double dip coming up right now with Fat Function, who are going to be at Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 26th, opening up for VO5. It's going to be one hell of a night for dancing, so why don't we give everybody listening tonight a preview?
It's Friday, faints for the sin. Can't go home this way again. Devil's knocking, let him in. All night, all day. After a while, it's all the same. No pride, no shame. Gotta try to break the chain. Believe.
my true friends came and rescued me. Well, it's a long road to be free. The devil's gone, now I see.
For the people.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for five to come. Dealing with the folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now,
when the clock strikes, better be me, I'll be leaving, yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes, going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these.
Knocking Them Down. That is Fat Function, a great Madison kind of, power horn band.
Yeah, power everything.
Power everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been trying to get them to get at Atwood Fest, book them at Atwood Fest for years.
Well, and now they're here.
They're usually never available, or members who live out of town or not in Madison. We were incredibly lucky to have them. They're going to be opening for Veal 5 Saturday, July 26th. They start at 6 p.m., I believe. You can find out all the information on Atwood Fest at atwoodfest.com. That's on Madison's east side, July 26th and 27th. And you know, on the website, you can check out the vendor alley. You know, they close off the whole street. They have vendors up and down. And food vendors, too. So you can find out the food in the valley, in the alley as well. And the latest fact sheet for 2025. So it's going to be an incredible festival this year. Three stages, 30 bands, 2 days.
Oh, yeah. And like, just in case you want to know like how we're getting all this information to you, Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. They have your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. You can stop in at 831 East Johnson Street or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. And Max Inc. Radio is also brought to you by Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. They offer wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. You can find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. And I see that we've got some pretty cool stuff coming up later.
We do. We would like to thank Luke Briggs from Total Life Fitness. He's already been in here tonight. And coming up just around the corner, Austin Galante, actor, director, music producer from Madison. He's got a new movie coming out and a release happening really soon. We'll hear all about that. The Lair, the Lower Fifth, they're here right now. We're getting them sound checked. They're playing at Atwood Fest, and they have a ton of shows coming up, too. We're going to hear what's going on with them, and we're going to hear live music from the Lower Fifth. And Marta Hansen, the piano gal, she's going to be in here. New video for Bang Bang. You won't believe what this song is about and the cause that she's got going on. Check that out. That's after 9 p.m. tonight. And right now, I wanted to make sure to remind everybody to go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. Of course, that's M-A-X-I-N-K radio. And you can hear all the streams, check our podcasts, and download the app. Take Civic Media with you everywhere you go. We got lots of stuff coming up. Stick around right now. Let's get back to some Atwood Fest bands. You know, I went to the Burr Oak last night in Madison, and I caught the Dem Tes Fay band, and they were really good.
All right, they were there. I wish I could have gone.
Oh.
You know, he's going to be at Atwood Fest.
He is. When is he going to be there?
He's going to be there on Sunday, July 27th, 6 p.m. on the Luther Allison stage. Well,
that is the headliner that closes the festival for the Luther Allison stage. And he is so awesome. His band, we saw Mighty Joe White on drums. That guy is just a legend here in Madison. And what more can you say about him? Let's hear some Dem Tes Fay. This is the Being Way, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't make promises.
See, I hope you don't lose it.
You're lost in whatever it is. But you gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way. The being way, yeah. So let's start. Get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. This is my part of the process. For what it is. If you need to be into your blinded greed, you will succeed and be what you don't want. I see now. Open your eyes, the surprise, it's so close. Open your eyes, it's a ghost. See if it ain't tragic, you ain't got much to say. You don't have to be crazy to act in a crazy way. So let's start and get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process for what it is. Come on, hey. So let's start and get to the heart of the answers. And I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process. The bean way, 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 like the.
Rocker.
All right.
There he is.
We're just getting back here. That was Obscure Birds. Now You're Gone. That is brand new from them. In fact, they're having a CD release party coming up for their new album, Hatch, that's out right now on all live major streaming platforms. But the physical CD release is happening on Saturday, June 7th at the Club Garibaldi out in Milwaukee. And they'll be joined on stage by their friends Kilborn from Milwaukee and the Night Painters, who are actually from Madison. So they're making the trip out to Milwaukee for that show. That is the Obscure Birds, June 7th at Club Garibaldi. All right. What's happening over there, Jane? How's your show going? You do a radio show over on WSUM, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have my show this week, but I'll be back next week. I promise.
Oh, okay.
I've got some really cool stuff coming up. You're going to love it.
What's your show about?
Well, it's called The Pick and Mix, and it's kind of hard to explain, but basically what this show is that I play anything and everything I've been listening to that week. It's just a very, very wide mix of genres.
Yes.
But the only thing I ever plan for that show is I pick three records off my shelf the night before.
Wow. And, oh, that's great that you're able to play vinyl over there.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We'll listen to Jane Pick and Mix. That's over on WSUM. You can get
every Saturday at 2 o'clock.
WSUM.org. You can stream it. Well, let's get back to some Atwood Fest music.
Woo-woo.
American Scarecrows, they are from Minneapolis, kind of an Americana band up there, and they're coming down to play the Sugar Maple Stage on Saturday, the 26th, and that'll be at 6 p.m.
Yeah, they're closing out that night.
They're headlining. They're headlining the Sugar Maple Stage, and that's a lot of fun, a lot of bluegrass, Americana, and jazz and stuff over on that stage. That's in the Monty's parking lot, July 26th, Atwood Fest. Go to atwoodfest.com. Right now, let's check out American Scarecrows. This is Broken Bones and Mountains, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This life behind and wander ain't newfound Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, she's an awful. Oh, she's a mouthful.
That is Austin Galante. And Austin is a music producer, vocalist, director, cinematographer, and actor. And Austin has worked on songs featuring major recording artists, worked at a major motion picture studios while living in L.A., and has 25 music videos and one feature film to his credit. Make that two feature films. Austin is releasing his second feature film, Sanguine Teeth, on A Driftless Road, and it will premiere at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie on June 7th. And here to talk about his life in the movie industry and the multi-talented artist, Austin Galante. Austin, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, did you miss snow in L.A. and decided to move back to Wisconsin? I mean,
not one bit.
Like, what was that? Right? You're in L.A. Why didn't you stay there?
Well, a bunch of different reasons, but I met my wife out there, and we ended up moving to Portland, Oregon. So,
oh, I see. Oh, so from L.A. to Portland, then to Madison.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Austin, you wear many hats, including director, actor, and musician. Tell us about Austin the musician. I mean, how did you get started in music?
I got started when I was like 12 or something, but not with instruments. I liked rap music. Uh-huh. And so me and a friend, you know, purchased some like drum machines and turntables and you know, made some beats and stuff. It was terrible, but
well, that's where you started, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, what was your parents' role growing up? Were they supportive of your music?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know that they really cared. They were busy working.
All right. Well, how did you get started acting and making movies?
Well, so I was in a band called Bad Fathers. That's actually the song that you just played, was the band that I was in for 10 years. And we toured around the country, and then we ended up moving out to LA because we wanted to, but we also ended up getting a manager out there. And so we went out there, and I also wanted to act. I wanted to act since I was a kid. And so I just kind of started doing that while I was doing the band. I got a couple agents out there, and I think, LA Casting or whatever had kind of just started up. So you could go on there and you could, you know, look for things and apply to them. And so I did that, and I got to do a bunch of fun, weird random stuff, and that's kind of how I got started. and then you
worked on some big movie sets, Disney and stuff. Yeah. Tell us about working in the big time there.
I mean, it's super crazy. I mean, I don't know, I'm sure there's people here who've been on the lots and stuff there, but I used to live across the street from Paramount and Raleigh Studio, and I got to go do a few things there. Some of it was extra work and, you know, a few smaller roles, some commercial type stuff. But, I mean, it's just crazy being on those lots because they've got just, you know, like one warehouse dedicated to just like school stuff, you know, or like they used to, in the parking lot next to my house, they stored all the, like the Batmobile and, you know, all the famous cars you've seen were in the parking lot next to, you know.
Sneak in there and take a selfie in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Wow. Well, your second feature release, Sanguine Teeth on A Driftless Road, it premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Tell us about the movie.
It's a horror comedy, and I use the word horror loosely because it's not a slasher and it's not scary, but you know, some people do get their heads cut off, but it's mostly funny. It's a comedy movie about four vampires who get together for like a little road trip to a cabin in the woods, and you know, it's all the stuff that ensues along the way on the road, and then once they get there,
Wow. All right. Very cool. And who's in the movie? Are there any local personalities or anybody we might know?
So there are a lot of actors in the movie. I think there's over 30, but Charlie Mack is in the movie. He just won the golden ticket on Kill Tony this week.
Oh, wow.
Jason Horton He's a horror movie director, and he just released the movie A Hard Place. He and I have an extensive scene in that movie, and Matthew Kenner's in it. Douglas Montoya's in it.
I saw Charlotte DeLeste.
Yeah, Charlotte DeLeste, the Channel 3000 news anchor, is in it.
Wow.
DJ Fusion is in the movie. Tony Lee Gratz, Michael Euler. There's a lot of different people in the movie.
What is your role in the movie? You act in it, right?
I do, yeah. I'm the protagonist in the movie.
Nice. It will be out, as we said, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie, but it's also going to be on streaming services later in June. Tell us about your streaming plans.
I'm still working on getting it online. I'm waiting to make sure all the quality control stuff is right. So I'm just waiting to hear back on that. And it usually takes, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks or something like that. So hopefully it'll be up in June. As far as the premiere goes, you can get tickets for it on TickPick. If you search Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, you have to get the tickets pre-sale. They won't have tickets at the door.
Oh, so. Good to know.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you get your movie into a major theater like that?
Well, you have to, for like premieres and stuff like that. Well, actually for pretty much any movie, they like sort of rent it. They have depending on where, like how big of a release you have, you're sort of like renting the space or whatever. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's expensive to get movies in theaters.
I would think so.
It's mostly promotion, really, is why big studios do it, because it lends sort of a credibility to the movie, and people stream it more. Because they're like, oh, that was in theaters, so it's a big movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, and that, this is next Saturday, June 7th?
Saturday and, at 3 p.m.
Speaking of promo, you'll be on John and Gordy in the Morning here on 92.7 WMDX, and then on Peach Wabba Show coming up on Civic Media on Monday night.
That's right.
Wow, you're doing the rounds, getting some good promo. Now, I believe that we can follow some information about this movie at marshmallownapalm.com. Is that your website?
Yeah, that's it.
Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road. It's the new feature film by Austin Galante. Premieres Saturday, June 7th at the Marcus Palace Cinema in Sun Prairie. Find out more at marshmallownapalm.com. Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio tonight and chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to hear one more song that you wrote for the soundtrack. It's called The Swamp. Set the scene up for us before we listen to the song.
This song is actually on the first movie that I did, Sweet Killing Machines, and it's the sort of like end scene of that movie. So
wow. All right, well, let's take a listen. Austin Galante, thanks a lot for coming down. Your new movie Sanguine Teeth on a Driftless Road, can't wait to see it. Let's listen to another song by Austin. This is The Swamp. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Love procreate Louisiana, yo. Love procreate. your media demise, a beast in disguise with hungry eyes. Surprise, surprise, and you're the prize. I figure the cold of your arms and thighs. Now, a body of water is normally cool, but this ain't your regular swimming pool. It's the swamp where you never want to become the prey they choose to hunt. So be easy, respect what you see on the TV. And believe me, if you test it out, use more than two figures to shut their mouth.
Smiling daughter of two doctors, stay the night with me one night.
It looks like Rocker's too busy talking to finish up here. He's just talking with Austin Galanti out here in the hall for now. But I just wanted to let everybody know that coming up pretty soon at 8 o'clock, we have Live in the Lair with the Lower Fifth Duo. That is going to be pretty awesome, I think. But for now, we've got a couple songs coming up from the Periodicals and Sam Lyons, so I hope you all enjoy those while I go wrangle our host over here. Rocker, you missed the break.
This shall pass. Starts with hello. When it rains, will you see heaven? Just watching the river flow. She's as sweet as sugar water, blue as the sky. If you see her,
drinking from the bottle. She's got me going in a spiral. Down the drain and she's going psycho.
Out of me. Outside of me. Thank you. I sit on the back porch and light up a cigarette. I think about the things that I've really been trying to forget. I lost a lot of friends and two brothers along the way. But you gotta keep your chin up and keep it trucking every day. Well, that's just me.
It's officially graduation time, and kids are excited. So let's get some of that energy out, shall we? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Monday, June 9th, from noon until 8 p.m., enjoy some end of school fun at the Funset Boulevard Entertainment Center with free access to the train, playground, bumper cars, carousel, and laser tag. That's one way to celebrate a great year at school. Check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Progress on peace for Gaza has stalled. The original U.S. brokered plan proposing a 60-day ceasefire and Israel withdrawing to a buffer zone. Hamas calling for a permanent ceasefire and complete Israeli withdrawal. This as...
On the ground, Israel pounding Gaza once again. It's launched almost daily attacks since it broke the last ceasefire in mid-March. Netanyahu's government insisting it's targeting terrorist infrastructure. The death and desperation for food there only growing. And for now, there's no end in sight to the suffering.
ABC's Ian Pannell. At least seven people dead, more than two dozen injured after a train derailed overnight in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine. After a bridge collapsed, Russia says, as a result of illegal interference. Air quality alerts in the Midwest as far south as northern Mississippi from over 183 wildfires burning in Canada, 93 of them considered out of control. This is ABC News.